Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elvis. Elvis will score! Elvis will score! Newcastle has won!
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to go through our Supercoach review for round 9, an absolute stack to get into here. Let's kick off with the first game, the Panthers 42 over the South Sydney Rabbitohs 12. Top scorer in this game was Luke Garner with a score of 118, a very good knock. Second highest, Dylan Edwards 111. I'll tell you what, if you showed the balls to go Dylan Edwards a couple of weeks ago as your fullback, full fucking credit to you. I think the guy's 900K and he'll probably go up a little bit this week as well. Simply incredible what Dill is doing there. Very impressive. Brad Schneider, 89. Taruva, 89. Isaiah Yeo keeps doing the damn thing, 79. Taylor May, how bloody good if you held on, 74. You love to see it. Bombed a try as well. Could have quite easily been 100. Lindsay Smith, 64. Fish, 61. Who else is relevant? Brian To'o, a pretty disappointing 34 in a big win. Isaac Tungo, 29 as well. When we have a look at the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Keon Kolomatangi top scored 53. Guys that are relevant that you might feature in your side, not so many people really, is there? Cam Murray, disappointing 38 and an injury. Real kick in the dick. Jack Whiten, 33. Outside of that, no one else to really write home about. Jai Gray, 9 and an injury. So wild how many of these guys are just not Supercoach relevant at all this year. I guess it sort of shows in their performances, though. Let's move to the next game. The Manly Seagulls knocked over by the Raiders, 26 points to 24. The top scorer here was Elliot Whitehead, looking like fucking Ali Lauatiti out there. He was incredible. Hudson Young, 72. KO Weeks, 69, a very good performance. Danny Levi came in and knocked out a 51. You love to see it. Top shelf stuff. Tarpanay and Smithies, 49. Ethan Strange, 44. Who else have we got? No one else that's overly relevant. Savage, 18. Hopewate, 17. Probably don't see Schiller getting back into this side, so he's not going to leak cash on us. The big one here, though, for the Manly Seagulls was Ruben Garrick, who a lot of people traded in this week. I didn't. 102 Supercoach points. Very, very impressive performance. When you consider as well, he bombed a try assist early. Probably a guy I'm going to have to look at. They've got a tough draw over the next few weeks, so I'll probably leave him for now, but I think eventually I will be trying to grab Ruben Garrick. Tommy Turbo with a 92, the Fuller versus Turbo argument. Turbo definitely won this week. It'll be interesting to see how important that cash is over the next few weeks for Trey Fuller, though. DCE, 72. LAA, 47. Brooksy, a 41. Tommy Talau, 39 with a try. Fuck, he's been disappointing from what we expected. Cola, 29. Jason Saab, 21. Everyone that was looking at Jason Saab, fucking hell. I don't know. I don't know why we just try to sometimes ignore all history about players and pretend like they're going to all of a sudden be good Supercoach players. Don't do it. That's probably it for that game there. Let's move to The Sydney Roosters, 40 points to 18 over the Brisbane Broncos. Top scorer here, Angus Crichton. For me, I think he has to play for the New South Wales Blues this year. He's been incredible, killing it in Supercoach. Connor Watson, great game as well, 125. Very, very impressive game from Conno. Terrell May, how fucking good, 120. If you held on to him, shout out to you. If you held on to him and forgot to play him, you're a complete and utter fucking moron. James Tedesco, 112. Very good knock. Dom Young, starting to hit some form again, 84. Manu, 83. Nat Butcher, 52. Who else? Sammy Walker, 40. Wong off the bench, 22. Brandon Smith, if you got him for a 14, pretty disappointing as your 9, an injury there. We'll see how he goes. And Stili Tupanua, a 12 there as well. For the Brisbane Broncos, Ezra Mann, top scored here with a good game, 84. Tony Staggs, 84. Paddy Carrigan, 69 in base, killing it. Payne Haas, 52. Might have to look at Payne Haas. Hopefully he plays limited minutes during this origin period. We can get him cheap soon. Reece Walsh, 51. Is Willison, 44. Yeah, 40. Piacura, 29. Selwyn Cobbo, 19. Fuck, I thought Selwyn played better than a 19. And Adam Reynolds, obviously, with an injury for a 15. Jesse Arthur's injured for a 4. I imagine most of you would have traded him if you had him. But, yeah, Dean Mariner with a 10 as well there. Let's move to the Bulldogs. 22 points to 14 over the West Tigers. Matty Burton, top scored here with a 73. Reed Marnie, good game, 64. Josh Curran, 63. Did have a try in there, to be fair. Only played 44 minutes. Try came off a kick, though, so it was only 17. But had he not scored that try, that would have been a reasonably disappointing score, to be honest with you. So one to keep an eye on there. Kurt Mann, 55 with a try. Kickout, 54. Bronson Zeri, 52. Kiraz, 48. Good knockout there on the wing. Outside of that, Sam Hughes, 39. Crossed the stripe at one point. I think he had it taken off him, though. Critter, 36. Outside of that, nothing else to really touch on there. But, yeah, it's probably time to make a move with your front row forwards. What did Max King get? 47. I thought he played better than a 47, to be honest with you. For the West Tigers, Jareem Buller, top scored there with a 76. Bateman, 70. Jake Simpkins, 68. Stefano, 58. Fanua Bolle, 56 with a try. Finu, 48. Pretty much all in base there. Galvin, 45. No huge attacking stats in that. Aiden Caesar. It's going to be interesting. Aiden Caesar out for a couple of weeks now with a score of 38. You would assume Appy will come back in next week. Caesar out for a couple of weeks. So I wonder what they'll do, whether they play Bud Sullivan or if they bring in Latu Finu. I personally think they're going to play Latu, which I'm really excited about. Keen to see how it goes for him. And obviously Clemmer and Seafarth both got sin binned and lost a stack of points there. So interesting to see what happens with the Tigers over the next few weeks without Aiden Caesar, who's been playing really, really well for them so far this year. The Melbourne Storm, 22 over the Titans, 20. Obviously, the devastating news around Ryan Pappenhausen injured. Came up with a 73 in the opening 30-odd minutes here, so that was very, very disappointing to see him go down. He was set to have a big score and now out for a number of weeks. So we've got to make a decision what we're going to do there with Pappy. Obviously, Suat Farongo came onto the field. He carried an injury and whatnot, but scored an unbelievable try. His dual position as well. 41 Supercoach points. He's going to be a big talking point over the next few weeks if available. Sean Blore, 65. Moneyman Munster, 58. Harry Grant, 57. Eli Katoa, 47. Who else is relevant here? Christian Walsh, 38. Jerome Hughes, a very disappointing 22, a very quiet game. And Joe Chan, 15 Supercoach points. We might see that cash start to stop now. I traded him just before kickoff to Dave Fifita. Very happy with my decision there. For the Titans, AJ Brimson, top scored, 104. Playing fullback, he is an absolute weapon and a great little pod play. Dave Fifita, though, 84 Supercoach points. No try, no try assist, nothing in there. That was just all fucking tackle breaks, offloads and tough runs. So I brought Fifita in on the weekend, used a boost. A lot of people said it was a panic trade and whatnot. I think once you guys trade him in, you sit back and actually watch what he's doing. He is just absolutely killing it at the moment. That's 84 in 80 minutes against the Melbourne Storm. Without a try, without a try assist, just being a big old MF. Sammy, 78. Kieran Foran, 73. Sam Verrill, 64. Jermaine Jola, 56.
Who else did well here? Pahulu, who's coming off the bench. I really like him, mate. I know he's not super coach relevant. Fuck, he's got some talent. 32. Anyone else that's relevant there? Jojo Fifita, 12. Tanner Boyd got injured for an 8. No one else to really touch on there from the Gold Coast Titans. The last game of Super Saturday, the Dolphins won that one. 28 points to 26. Top scorer here, Jermaine Isaacco. Absolutely killed it. The great Timmy Williams traded him in this week. Full credit to him. It's what separated us this week. 151 super coach points. Cody Nikorima, 102. A very good performance by those two boys. Jake Avrilo, 90. Ewan Aitken with a nice 60. Jeremy Marshall-King, 52. Maxi Plath, 52. Pretty much all in base. Josh Kerr, a nice 45. Trey Fuller, 38. Very, very disappointing by Trey Fuller. I felt like he put himself in a good spot on a couple of times, but only got the 38. And look, I look at it as disappointing that score, but fuck, he just had no attacking stats whatsoever. Got a 38. I think attacking stats will come for him. He's still going to make a stack of cash, and I'm still, as much as I wanted more points this week, I genuinely thought he could compete with like a turbo score. He missed that by quite a distance. I still think he is going to be a very, very good trade in Trey Fuller. We're going to get all that cash off him. We can probably move Ryan Papenhuyzen to maybe a Drinkwater now. We'll talk about him in a second, but not ideal with Trey Fuller this week, but I'm still pretty confident it's going to be a good move. Connolly Lemuelu, 31. Felice Kaufusi, 31. Isaiah Katoa with probably the greatest 26 of all time. Jack Bostock, 20, starting to leak that bicky again. For the Cows, Ruben Cotter top scored here, 99 supercoach points, an unreal game from Ruben Cotter. Scotty Drinkbloke, 96. I think his break-even was about 110 or something, it might have even been higher. So he's still going to leak cash this week a little bit, Drinky, so I'm going to try and find a way to go from Ryan Papenhuyzen to Scotty Drinkwater. That was my plan last week to get him, but then I just couldn't turn down that cash that Trey Fuller was making. Jeremiah Nanai, 89 with two tries. Tommy Dearden, 86. Very good performance. Reece Robson, 75. Kyle Felt, 72 with just the one try. Good performance by Felt. Val Holmes battles his way to 59. Jakey Clifford, 49. Valia comes in with a 43. Fine Fuiaki, 34 with Helam Lukey back in this side. It's probably time to start moving off him. He'll still make money this week with a break-even of 1. But it is probably time to start looking around the room on Fine Fuiaki. All right, let's have a look at the Newcastle Knights, 14 over the New Zealand Warriors, 8. Obviously played in the wet this game, so no massive supercoach scores. I thought man of the match and best on ground was probably Jacko Hastings, who came up with a 69 in supercoach, played really good wet weather footy. Dan Saifidi, 67 with the try. Dylan Lucas, an impressive 64. Dane Gagai, 62, doing his damn thing as he always does. Bradman Best, 57. Greg Marshew, 57. Didn't really have any attacking stats in there. That was a lot of tackle breaks and base work. I think he had a line break and a line break assist maybe, but no tries or anything like that. So 57, a good knock there. Kai Pierce-Paul, 54. No attacking stats there either. Other guys that are relevant, Jaden Brayley played less minutes than what we would have hoped. 31 supercoach points there. I imagine, I don't know what his break-even and stuff is, Jaden Brayley, but I imagine still going to make pretty good bicky there over the next few weeks. But yeah, the minutes are a worry. And this was also, it's just worth noting, this was the first week they didn't have injuries that allowed them to move Phoenix Crossland around. So we'll see how that plays out. They won as well, so I'm not sure how many changes they'll be making there. Let's have a look at other players in that side. David Armstrong, a lot of people traded him in, a pretty disappointing 25. And Inari Tuala, a lot of people talking him up as a super pot a couple of weeks ago. 16 points there, not ideal. For the Warriors, Dylan Walker came off the bench and had a really good game. 73 with tipped him as an anytime try scorer yesterday. That was nice to get that one. Tohu Hara, 70. Adam Fanua-Blake, big, big minutes for a 66, which was good to see. Jackson Ford, 63. Roger the Dodger, 53. Sean Johnson, 45. Not a train wreck. Chancing a clock start, 40. DWZ. Mate, Dallin just can't buy a try at the moment. DWZ, 25. Very disappointing for owners who would have looked at this nice run for the Warriors and thought he's going to score a stack. He has not. Let's have a look at the Sharkies and the St. George Illawarra Dragons. For the Cronulla Sharks, top scorer here, Nico Hines, 97. Very, very good performance. Tommy Hazelden crashed over for a 77, as did Oregon Kafusi with a 69. I traded in Britton Nicotta this week. Had a nice little line break assist at one point. Got up to 70. Britton Nicotta in the rain is unstoppable. Always a great Supercoach player there. We've got Kale Iro, 68. If you didn't trade him in a couple of weeks ago, my God, I reckon that one's going to bite in the ass. He is just a set and forget week in, week out. Iro, a great player. Cam McKenna, 65. Blake Braley, 61. Would have been a nice little trade in for those that did. What else have we got? Teague Wilton, 46. Mulatalo, a disappointing 37 for those that have him in their side. You would have been hoping for more at Shark Park. Let's have a look at the Dragons. Ravaloa, top scored 107, mate. Tommy Eisenhuth, 79 Supercoach points. Motherfucker made 66 tackles. He was everywhere, Tommy Eisenhuth. Benny Hunt, 60. Jacob Little, 59. Jack DeBellin, 55. Lomax, 49 with no attacking stats there, and I think he missed a couple of goals too. Sua, 48. Tyrell Sloan, 46. Who else is relevant in that side? No one else, really. Flano, 16. Jack Bird, 24. No one else that really stands out from that Dragons performance. Yeah, so a lot to take out of this week's games, guys. Obviously, the injuries to Ryan Papenhuyzen. That's the big one this week, deciding what you're going to do with Pappy if you've got him. I'd be trying to get to Scotty Drinkwater, to be honest with you. Likely won't play Origin. I imagine his bye run is okay. AJ Brimson could be a nice little pod play. I don't think he makes the Queensland side, so he'll be available. Plenty of options to talk about there. Plenty of watches on guys and whatnot. Hopefully, Nathan Cleary returns next week. I think they play the Canterbury Bulldogs, so I would imagine Nath would be pretty keen to feature in that one against a lot of his former teammates and whatnot. So that's going to be a very, very interesting watch, and I'm keen to see how people handle that one there, getting Nathan Cleary in ASAP, because I would imagine that most people will need to. That is our Round 9 Supercoach review, guys, going through all the scores and all the updates from the weekend that was in Supercoach. My score over the weekend, I got, I think, 1,195. So not a bad score, but not a great score either. I think I'll go down a little bit. Sorry, I went up to 1,233. So, yeah, not great. Considering I left fucking Terrell May on my bench, that could have maybe got me into, you know, 1,280-odd maybe. But yeah, look, still not as high as some other scores we're seeing over the weekend. I think Timmy got 1,300. A lot of the other content creators that I can see all around the 1,002 mark. So, but there's a lot of people that are in those 1,003s and higher. So yeah, we'll see. Bit of a hard week to judge where we're going to go, how we're going to move and whatnot. But I think it brings me and Timmy Williams very close. I think I'm only up by about 25 points now. So very, very tight between the two of us, as it always is in Supercoach. Beers and Break Evens will be returning Wednesday, 3 p.m., so make sure you're there for a cracking episode. We'll also have the Supercoach stats in the Root Crew dropping on Wednesday to help you out with all your trades and everything this week. If you are a Supercoach player, guys, which if you're listening to this, I would assume that you are, go in and have a look on Wednesday. Sign up, go and have a look. If you don't like them, by all means, jump out of them, but I guarantee you will find some value in these stats we're putting in there every week. They are fucking unreal. So go.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And have a look. The link is in the description below to join the Root Crew.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.